tubbed up rice. I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
What?
No, I've seen Pharrell doing a remix of this on YouTube.
Of your intro?
With Snoop, yeah.
Well, that's all going, Liberace, yeah. Isn't it? I'd be honoured if Pharrell would do a mix of that.
I made it up, I tell lies. Oh, right.
Maybe he's dropping into a... She's under the sea man's the chain.
That sounds really creepy, actually.
Yeah,
doesn't it? Before I get into it...
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
That definitely does. That sounds like dodgy forever. Okay. I'd like to give a little shout out to Spoon, BFM listener.
This has been a regular.
Well, he freaked me out. Not to Spoon. He's got a mohawk. He doesn't normally have a mohawk because his band's playing in January. And he freaked me out this morning. I'd like to give him a shout out.
But you know what? There's nothing more than somebody who gets a mohawk.
Yeah.
Nothing make them feel happier than saying to them, sincerely, you freaked me out this morning. That is the result that a mohawk wearer is looking for.
It's nice that you've given him a shout out though.
Yeah,
probably,
me too.
You probably would have seen him and got a fright, and he would have been like,
yeah. But nobody'd be like, yeah, nah, I got this mohawk.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to freak you out. But you're quite freaked out.
Imagine if when you ran into people, all that happened was that you just freaked them out. It'd be a bitch.
That's
the whole point of it, isn't it, really? I should talk about that next week. Right, I actually got to thank Maria for this, only she won't...
Dr. Maria Walls from the DVD Review.
Yeah, she sent me a couple of real good stories. Now, she's driving in and her car hasn't got a radio. Well, that's what she says. Maybe it is... Maybe she has got radio and she just doesn't want to listen, but no, not really. She sent me these two things.
You'll have to ask her when she comes in.
The first one, I'm sure you've heard about this. There's a tiny island called Mayo. That's actually how you pronounce it. It's French, because I asked the news team.
But I'm looking at it now and it's got two T's in it, so I can see why you're confused.
Yeah, and the American version...
Mayo, like mayonnaise up the top.
Mayo, that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
He knows how to pronounce it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to pronounce things properly.
I know, it's good.
So I'd like to thank the news team for that. Anyway, this little island halfway between Africa and Madagascar has been subjected to a swarm of earthquakes since May.
Oh, the story's great!
You can actually do you can do sound effects in this one. The biggest one was on May the 8th, and it topped magnitude 5.8.
And then it's a fairly good-sized quake.
All sort of slowed down a little bit, and then Goran Ekstrom, who specialises in unusual earthquakes.
Joran is the clinical correct.
Okay.
I only know that because we've got a family friend called Goran.
Okay. Joran. He's a seismologist for Columbia University, recording an event on November the 11th when the planet rang like a bell.
This is so out of it.
Rang like a bell. See, I've written sound effect. Yeah. You know, you've got that little bell noise. Okay, I'll read it again.
The sound itself, I think, was a little stronger than...
Yeah.
But for argument's sake, we'll run with...
Yeah, it maintained a low-frequency monotone as it spread... Right. This was picked up by all the different people that pick up seismological earthquakey things.
Like all the way around the world.
They're from everywhere.
From everywhere, but no one heard it.
Now, earthquakes, by their very nature, usually register as a short, sharp crack as tensions in the earth crust suddenly release pulses and clearly identifiable seismic waves radiate outwards from where the slippage occurs. See, I'm doing all that.
Yeah, we understand that. That seems logical.
Okay. The first signal is called a primary wave. They're high-frequency ones. Then you've got a secondary wave and all that. Then you've got a surface wave. But the one on November the 11th didn't have a primary or a secondary wave. It was detected from Hawaii, New Zealand, Canada, Chile. And it registered, it was a deep resonating surface wave, and it didn't rumble as an earthquake does.
It just turned on like a.
And it went bing, it was like real clear, clean,
sustained
frequency.
Sustained, and it didn't go up, or it just happened.
Yeah.
Hey, and at a really even. The sound was really even and flat for the whole period that was going. Tess, are you following this?
I'm following.
Right, but now this. bloke's name, Goran. How do you pronounce it?
Joran.
He reckons it's the sloshing around by magma some 50 k's off the coast in very, very deep water, and it could possibly be the start of a new volcano. But he's not sure, but that's what they reckon it could be.
The whole planet went dong, dong, and no one noticed.
It's brilliant. So that was really good. And then she sent me this other one, and I got three headlines that just my head exploded.
That was good. That's a great story, that one. That's well worth if you do a bit of listeners, check that out. It's just the tiny little bits and bobs in that story are fantastic. Yeah. It's sort of like, okay, well, it could be, as you say, the magma, blah, 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 blah. Or it might not be.
Yeah.
And if it's not, what is it?
Yeah. I was going to say God moving furniture.
Because it started off, all the major places sort of missed it because it just, it just happened, it didn't sort of build into it. It just happened, and then some like amateur it was like the fourth or fifth sort of seismology station sort of in the chain that went, hey, did you guys get one of those? Did you guys just get that? And that's brilliant. Yeah, what the heck?
Right.
I love the concept of that.
Ones then. I've got these three headlines. High speed hurricane of dark matter is currently hurtling through the Milky Way. That's one headline.
That's where we are.
Yep. Next headline. It will collide with Earth in the future, but shouldn't cause our planet any damage. And then scientists say the storm of particles may provide our best look yet at dark matter. Now, I didn't know nothing about dark matter, and I had a head exploding incident on more than one occasion.
Please do tell.
Well, scientists in Spain detected the dark matter hurricane by using data from European Space Agency satellite. There's a collection of nearby stars moving in the same direction known as the S1 stream. The stream is made up of around 30,000 stars and is whipping its way through the Milky Way and will shortly hit Earth, triggering a huge ripple in the dark matter around Earth. Right. So if I came... Yeah, so that was like I was sort of rumbling in my head, and then I thought, I don't know what dark matter is. I'm going to have to check this out. And this just... Yeah. Dark matter is a hypothetical form of matter that is... That is thought to account for approximately 85% of the matter in the universe and about a quarter of its total energy density. That blew my head off. It's a hypothetical thing, which hypothetical means that it's not real.
A hypothetical thing that is coming...
Hurtling towards us, but it's not going to do any damage.
Dark matter... And then another scientist is going to come out and say, you know what? Poverty and homelessness go hand in hand, or it turns out alcohol's not good for you.
Yeah.
Another study like that comes out, you know, and cell phones. We spend too much time on our cell phone. That study. And then there's other ones who go, "What? Really? Oh, that's interesting." It's just that we found this tornado of dark matter hurtling towards us, the solar system.
But
do you know
about dark matter?
I don't. I can't really get my head around it. I know essentially what it is supposed to be, but. There's a reason that I'm sitting here behind the desk at BFM and
but you're a clever geezer. You know stuff, right?
I do know some stuff.
You know some stuff, more than me. But the majority of dark matter is thought to be non-bionic in nature, possibly being composed of some of yet undisclosed subatomic particles. Its name, dark matter, is...
It's basically just a big guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark matter is fact. It doesn't interact with light, so you can't see it.
Ah, bloody hell, eh?
That's almost
so it's
like
invisible.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm not sure what it is. So we'll make sense. Could it be just nothing? Is there such a thing as nothing?
Are they like talking the ether, about you know, like the ether? It's basically everything that's in between what we know.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
So I'd like to thank Maria for that because I've had sleepless nights over that.
I mean, there is so much in the universe yet for us to delve into. One of my favourite things ever is I had a guy ring up on BFM many years ago, scientist, and we're talking about an atom. You know, have we talked about this before? Mm. About how how far you know everything's made up of atoms.
Yep.
You know, the cool thing, atoms don't die. Isn't that so freaky? And then watch, look. And I threw millions of atoms that went into you just then, somehow. How they know that, I'm not quite sure. Yeah. But in an atom, the difference between the distance between the nucleus and the outer part of where the bits of the protons and neutrons are spinning around.
Yeah.
Protons and electrons or protons and neutrons?
I don't know.
Protons and electrons. Protons or something. Neutrons, they're spinning around. Okay. The distance between that is the same as if I was holding a basketball to the moon.
Yeah.
So what's in between there?
Nothing. But nothing is something.
Nothing. But isn't it? What do you mean? How do you do?
Well, there's nothing between me and you.
Yeah, but
how,
when you're making an atom, how do you go? Okay, that's enough. Nothing. Right. We're full up, full of nothing now.
Well, yeah. Good point. You know, good point.
Yeah, and do you not look at seven or eight atoms and go, look, there's a lot of space in there. I try to rule that out
in my life as much as possible.
Hopefully you, Cole, I have got it all mapped out real easy for us to concert.
Okay, totally, very easy.
On your box,
totally set. Understandable.
On your box, get set.
Go. I think you should do it as one of those ask a knowledgeable scientist from Auckland University in the morning.
Practice. Well, I'm asking Rob.
Yeah. Oh, no, Rob. No, not a scientist.
An explorer of fact and information. Though, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it's not really a tornado because you can't have tornado in a vacuum.
But, yeah, okay. So you do know a bit more than you're letting on.
It's just a conceptual analysis of what it could possibly
BFM
look like,
listeners.
A swirling mass.
You know, it's sort of. I was when I read that. It was not long after I read the theory about the flat Earth being a. we don't actually go around the sun, that the whole solar system is hurtling one direction, and that's
it's out there, isn't it?
It completely turned my brain into a duvet. So there's an old duvet and then it'll wash.
Yes, it does make one go, doesn't it?
Someone has suggested here on the someone sent us a text saying that that weather yesterday might have been that dark matter arriving.
Oh, it was pretty light where we were, mate. It was crashing electric light coming out of the sky. So.
Oh well, yeah, we were in BFM studio here. It was pitch black. It was an asterisk, to be honest.
No, I'm not a dark matter expert, but I reckon there'd be somewhere at Auckland University we could chat to you on the.
If they're not busy overseas, tickling around with a hadron collider or something.
Yeah, somewhere under the Swiss Alps, isn't it?
All 27 kilometres of it.
Ah, what a waste of money that thing is.
So far,
yeah, we haven't learned anything from that.
So far,
we haven't learnt how to start looking after this planet yet, and there we are getting nosy about the outer.
And it sounds like the first warning bell's gone as well.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Of course, the Rob Bullocks.